Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
operating a sewing machine.
Because
that noise could be annoying. You know what I mean? So you might want to just listen to something.
Sewing machines are quite loud, though. You'd have to turn it up quite loud.
Yeah, and listen at a safe volume. You know what I mean? We don't want you to hurt your eardrums or anything.
Yeah, no, don't turn us up too loud.
Actually, it's probably a bad idea to listen while you sew them because that's lots of noise coming in your ear. As Grace, you're right. You'd have to turn it up loud.
I listen to podcasts when I'm vacuuming.
Do you?
Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
I hate the vacuum noise.
Do you listen like in your little earpods or do you listen on a speaker?
Earpods.
Oh, that makes slightly more sense, yeah.
Yeah.
You had a speaker going. But as I walked away from the speaker. So Jimmy knows.
Yeah.
No, headphones.
Okay.
But I have to turn them up quite loud because the vacuum's quite
vacuum noise is loud.
I just hate the vacuum noise. It just does me nut.
Yeah. Well, I don't even have a vacuum noise here, so which is good news.
Well, thanks. I think I've got it in my way to say I don't like it.
That isn't that a vacuum?
Yeah, I found it.
You know what I got recently? I got one of those robot vacuums.
How's it going?
Best thing I've ever bought.
Don't trust it.
It's really good.
I don't trust robot vacuums or air fryers.
It's not like to only do your vacuuming. You do it every couple of days and then you still do a big vacuum. This is so loud.
I don't trust it because this is how the Terminator starts. And then we're enslaved by robots.
What, robot vacuums?
Yes.
The Terminator doesn't start with a Roomba.
It's air. I want an oven.
Anyway, it's nice and clean now. Oh, Mrs. Pop. So, yeah, you can listen while you're vacuuming.
We're done.
Jim, there's a new term that the kids, Z-Gen, they're using on social media, which I've never heard of. I'm guessing you probably heard of because you're always up with the youth, mate. Always have been.
Oh, the youth love me.
Yeah, they do. The youth love you. You love the youth, mate.
Mm.
Keeps me young. which is why I want to bring it to you, because I'm assuming you've probably heard of this. If not, you can probably understand.
Yeah.
The term they're using is crunchy.
Crunchy.
Have you heard of crunchy?
The youth are eating crunchy nut cornflakes.
That's exactly what it is. And it's come back.
It's come back, and it's a great cereal.
It's a huge comeback.
It's a little high in sugar, yeah, but it's delicious.
Yeah, and it's just made a resurgence.
That's what it is.
Great. Okay, here's Sam Fisher. No, it's not. No. Have you heard of crunchy before?
I'll be honest with you, mate. I have not heard crunchy.
Really?
No.
Okay, so this must be real new.
I saw this on the show plan. We have a little show plan for the show, and I no idea.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you.
Well, that makes it difficult for me because you're normally the guy who knows this stuff.
No, this one's...
So the term is crunchy, and apparently it is a term used by Gen Z, which is the kids, to describe growing up in an outdoorsy family. So if you grew up in an outdoorsy family or you are currently growing up in an outdoorsy family, then you are, in fact, crunchy.
Crunchy.
Okay. So apparently if you grew up in the country, which this is you, Jim, you're big into nature, dealing with animals and camping, then your childhood was crunchy.
Crunchy, yeah.
You can tell a child is crunch, for short, if they are not fazed by mud, they somewhat smell like cow, and most of their shoes are boots.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I wouldn't say I'm crunchy now.
But you had a crunchy childhood.
Oh, I had a bit of crunch about me when I was younger. Yeah. But yeah, nowadays, you know,
so
I'm
yeah,
a city slicker.
So to put it in context.
Smooth? Am I smooth now?
Well, what? Or chewy?
Crunchy, chewy, yeah. No.
Or we chew. I'm chewy. I must be whatever the opposite. The opposite. Well, I don't know what the opposite
is. I'm Han Solo.
Oh, are you? Yeah. There you go. R2-D2.
I made the Kessel Run.
I don't know what the opposite of crunchy is. I don't know what the
crunchy.
Yeah, soft.
Smooth.
Because
you either get crunchy peanut butter or you get smooth.
Smooth. It must be smooth.
Yeah.
You had a crunchy childhood.
Yeah, smooth.
But now you're smooth.
Now I'm smooth. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. For me, I'm just smooth.
Where did you find this? Did someone say it to you?
I've been seeing it on the socials, and I needed to look into it because I didn't know what it meant.
What socials?
Who's... On the TikTok.
On the tiki too, huh?
Oh, the kids are going, oh, you know, it's show me you had a crunchy upbringing without
saying
telling me
you had a crunchy,
crunchy upbringing. Oh. And then it's like a kid eating mud or something, which you used to do.
Yeah, I did eat mud as a child. Yeah. I was convinced it was chocolate, which made a lot of sense.
Well, that's such a crunchy thing to do, isn't it? smooth chocolate.
You're going to be the best dad.
Oh, I'm going to be such a good dad.
Yeah, you're going to call me and your kids are going to be using words. Yeah. Jim.
What do they say?
We're going to be camping, and I'm like, Jim, guess what? Kids are crunchy.
No, by the time you have kids, crunchy won't be a thing.
Yeah, but I'll be able to know what that is, and they'll be like, Dad, stop saying crunchy. It's not a thing. But now I want to ask the question, 131060, if you're on Tinder, give us a call. This is one for the singles out there, Jim. Because one of Tinder's most right-swiped men, love these guys, has shared what he believes to be the tips for bagging more matches when you're on Tinder.
Yeah, look, I just wanted to help everyone out and ask.
That's great that you're doing that, yeah. Which is awesome. the guy's name is James Smith. And he's 31 years old.
No, he's not.
No, he's 30, but I just thought I'd put a bit of mayo on it.
I lie sometimes and tell people I'm 30.
From the UK, he says, get this, he gets...
Is his name actually James Smith?
It's James Langdon. Yeah. Again, a bit of mayo. Just want to make you feel good.
Thanks.
He says he gets hundreds of matches a day. Hundreds of matches a day. That's what he says. And this is these are his top five tips for getting matches on Tinder. Let me know if you agree, Jim. Have photos that tell a story and detailed bio with clear call to action. So essentially making it clear what you want, yeah. What you're after, and photos that tell a story. So I guess more things about you is what I'm saying.
Well, our friend...
not like start with baby photos all the way through to your adulhood. Not like the story of your life, just who you are as a person.
I think we got that.
Mm. Oh, I just wonder, you never know. People are going to go, well, there's a cute toddler photo of me.
I actually think putting a baby photo in is not a bad thing, because then you know, like, what if you end up with this person, you have kids.
Oh, that's
what
so true. Kids look like. Yeah, a glimpse into the future.
A friend of ours, Josh, does that really well. He does quite well on the apps. Mm. He was down in Hobart recently. He's a dirty mainlander. But he has like a photo of him and his dog. So he's a dog person. Has a photo of him camping. So he likes the outdoors.
See, painting a picture.
Has a photo of him budgie smugglers near the ocean. He likes swimming near the
ocean.
Which
is good.
Has a photo of him at work, Sparky.
See?
Doing, so it's like
love
you
that.
Get sort of everything that he does.
Well, here's the second tip, and this one I find interesting. Avoid any mention of your job or financial status on your profile.
Oh, well, see, Josh put up a photo of him being a Sparky.
Yeah. So I think Sparky's fine, but if you say like, if you like take a photo of like a bank check.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be a flog.
No.
Like, if you have a floggy job, you wouldn't upload it.
Yeah.
Sparky, like, you're an everyday
That's
cobber
cool.
just having a red hot crack.
Relatable, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't put up a post saying, it's me, Jimmy, from the radio. Flog.
No, that didn't work for you last time.
Oh, no, mate, it did. And I had to delete Tinder. Sorry, ladies.
This one interesting as well. Use Tinder on your desktop rather than logging on through the app on your phone because it boosts your rankings, apparently.
What's rankings?
I don't know, mate. You're the Tinder user.
Sure, mate. Nah.
Apparently, I don't know, more people see you or something like that.
Yeah.
This is what the most right swipe guy. Yeah. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Ensure that all information and photos on your profile are fully finished, whatever that means, including additional links to social media pages. So for more info, essentially, go to these pages. Go to my Instagram at Jimmy Smith E.
Yeah, no, I didn't know how to link my Instagram. So I don't have Tinder, though. It's deleted.
Yeah, but you've got a different way to
tell people. I had it for 24 hours.
Yeah. You didn't love it, did you?
No, it was very full on. I'll be honest, a little overwhelmed.
And the other one is activate the recently active button on Tinder. So
I don't think I used it. Yeah,
I don't know what
lot,
that lingo means either.
There, yeah.
I think that that might mean letting people know that you're using it. You're using it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like a lot of people aren't on Tinder. Some people are on Bumble and on
Some people
Hinge.
Are on everything. Yeah. All right. Well, what I want to ask, 131060, jump on the phones right now. Are you on Tinder? Because I want to try a little thing called Blind Tinder. Essentially, I want to help single people out here in Hobart. I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing, but we're going to do it next. I just need you to call the show if you are on Tinder, 131060, and we'll make things a little bit easier for you as well because we'll reward you. I've got some movie tickets to give away. I'll give you some movie tickets if you call the show.
Potentially, you could go with your new match.
Date opportunity. Perfect. Mm. There you go. Mortal Kombat. I'll give you movie tickets for that. Experience. The global phenomenon, Mortal Kombat, only in cinemas, April 22. And also, if you're lucky, you might get an exclusive Jimmy and Nath Summer Brekkie mug as well, up for grabs. If you call the show, 131060, are you on Tinder? We're looking for people on Tinder. You know what? I'll accept Bumble or Hinge and all that kind of
Just
stuff
any,
as well.
Any dating
If you're
app.
On a dating app, 131060, jump on the phones right now. I want to help you out. And Jim, I'm still asking the question. 131060, give us a call if you're on some sort of dating app. Tinder, Bumble, Hinge. Bit disappointed. No one's called through, mate.
No, I mean...
I don't know if no one's on these apps.
No.
I even said I'll give you movie tickets. I'll give you a mug. I'll bribe you.
There's
nobody.
It's quite difficult. Well, it's hard to, as a single person, to call up and then be on a radio show. That like it takes a lot of confidence to do that to be single.
You can be anonymous if you want.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, yeah. I didn't know.
Oh,
that
I
was
just
an
need
option.
You to. I just need you to be on Tinder. That's
just,
it.
Okay. Well, yeah. if you want to call and you want
just
to be
Tinder,
anonymous,
if you're single, 131060. If you're on
single,
some sort of app,
nah,
I just need you to be on an app.
I'll tell you something I've learned, Nath. Most people aren't single. Everybody's seeing somebody.
Oh, you know what? You're so right.
Yeah. Even if they say they're not.
Yeah. You're seeing somebody. There's something going on.
There's someone sliding the DMs. Someone's hanging out.
But I had movie tickets to give away. Got exclusive mugs to give away. I don't know. Maybe they're just a shy. Shy, maybe.
Oh, look, it's definitely. Look, I mean, we did that singles party and that was, it was.
13 10 60, still waiting if you do want to call.
Yeah. I just, it's a lot, it takes a lot of courage to say that you're single and that you're looking for someone, you know what I mean? Because there's still like, I mean, for those who don't know, Jimmy speaking, I am single. And even I don't talk about it on the show that much. I get a bit shy about it. You know what I mean? And people still shun
not shy
me.
Off the show.
Yeah. No need to talk about what I do in my personal time, mate. But even when I say that to the people, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. There is a thing that you should be in a relationship.
Stigma.
Yeah. It's when I tell people that I'm single, everyone goes, are you doing okay? And it's like, well, yeah, I'm living my life. I've probably, you know, been the happiest that I've been in a long time.
Well, but no, the people are out there on Tinder.
But I'm just saying there is still that thing to call the show and say you are single takes a lot of courage. And there's a thing where people think you need to be, you know, as soon as I got out of a relationship, everyone's like, yeah, I got the perfect person for you. It's like, I broke up a week ago and you're trying, I think there is that thing. Even this.
I do have the perfect person for you.
No,
though,
you don't. You don't have
to. I do. I know you.
Because even I don't know what you were going to do in this Tinder thing. Were you going to try and help someone find someone?
I was going to help people out.
See?
And I was also going to give them movie tickets. Movie tickets and mugs.
If you were single and you were listening to the show, would you call up?
Absolutely, I would.
Because you.
100% I would.
Yeah.
Movie tickets, mugs, and the boys are going to help me find somebody? Yes.
You'd do anything for anything.
Oh, Ed, I'm just easy. I've just got to rub her up. I'll do anything.
You'd call up with Meg, your partner.
Oh, 100%.
She'd be in the car. You're like, Meg, go this radio
show. If she had the radio show, I would call up and go, hey, I'm single. And she'd be going, hang on a minute. Nath, isn't this you? Oh, hang on. Richard from Glenorchy. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Not bad, mate. How you going?
Going all right, Richard. Are you
single, Richard?
Single?
Yes.
Richard, how do you feel? Like, let's be honest. You're calling up a show. You're single and you're putting it out there on the radio. You need a bit of confidence to do that, don't you, mate?
No, I was just sort of thinking about it. I'm quite sort of happy, to be honest with you. It's a stress-free lifestyle.
It is. Do you reckon, Richard, your friends and stuff try and put you in a relationship or, like, put you with someone?
Nah.
Not at all. Well, we're going to try. Richard, Richard, are you on Tinder or any of the apps?
Yeah, I do have a Tinder account, but I don't really use it that often, to be honest with you.
Because I want to do a thing. Have you got it there on your phone?
Yeah.
Are you logged in?
Yeah, I would be, yeah.
Yeah, can you do me a favour? I want to try something. Can you open it for me?
All right, then, let's have a look.
Open it for me, because I want to try a thing called Blind Tinder. So essentially, I'm going to tell him swipe left, swipe left, swipe left, swipe right, and I want to see if I can get a match blind. So I have no idea what's happened. I can't see anything.
We've got the app up now.
Okay, but you know this also works. The other person needs to have already swiped on him for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Complete luck.
Okay.
Which means if it works, it's meant to be.
Okay.
You know what I mean? All right, so you've got it open there, Richard?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. Swipe left.
All right.
Swipe left.
Swipe left.
Swipe left again.
Yep.
One more.
Yep.
Now, Richard, swipe right.
There we go.
Is it a match?
Nah, mate. Oh. Sorry.
Right, let me have a go. Richard,
okay,
Richard,
Jimmy, you have a go.
Swipe right.
All right, then.
Match?
Nah. Yeah.
Swipe right again.
No, good, mate.
Yeah.
Richard, swipe right, swipe right, swipe right.
An extra one as well. Nothing, mate. No one wants me.
Oh, no, that's Richard.
Oh, no, Richard,
no,
we want you.
It's all right. Richard, you don't want to be in a relationship anyway.
Yeah.
Trust me, you can get your own time.
Tinder
you can do
sucks.
Whatever you want.
You know what? Richard, I'm going to give you movie tickets. How's that sound?
Oh, that's awesome. Just one, I hope, though.
No, I'll give you two if you want a second one.
You could go.
Put your feet up.
You know, sometimes when you go to the movies, Richard, and you really need to use the bathroom?
Yeah.
Well, if we give you two tickets, you can see the same movie
Absolutely.
Twice. And so if you miss out on that bathroom break, you can go a second time.
And I'm also going to give you an exclusive mug. So if you need to go to the bathroom, you... Actually, Richard, you still got Tinder there?
Yeah, yep.
Swipe right.
No.
Yeah, nothing, guys.
Nath, give Richard your round of applause, mate.
Yeah,
no
well
one
done,
else,
mate.
No
you've
one
got,
else calls.
You got the tickets.
You're a good bloke.
You got a mug.
You don't need to be in a relationship, mate. You're we appreciate you calling the show. You're a top caller.
You've nailed it. Thank you, Richard. Thanks for playing.
No dramas.
Good on you, Cobba.
Jimmy and Nate's Ask Them Anything.
Yeah, Hobart's where we take your questions and we do our best to answer them. Grace, you've got three cracking questions today.
I sure do. First one comes from @Stevos84. Would you guys go skydiving?
Have done, would do again. Absolutely love it.
No. Rather do, no.
One of my favourite conversations between Jimmy and I is the whole skydiving saga. Hates it. Hates the idea, hates the concept, would never do it.
I'm afraid of heights. I get shaky and I just get angry. Start punching.
But also, you don't understand the concept of jumping out of a plane and why you would want to do it.
Planes are fine to sit in and travel places. Why would you jump out of a perfectly working plane?
Oh, God, it's fine.
It's fun.
Have you done it?
I have done it. It's good, isn't it?
I loved it.
Yeah. Okay, good on you. Enjoy your time. Jumping out of a plane, you idiots.
True story, we got offered by a client once to go and do skydiving.
And in the meeting, Nathan knew I didn't want to do it and went, Jimmy loves it.
Yeah. Because I really wanted to do it.
Yeah, because they wanted to sign then and there, and then they signed, and then afterwards I had to be like, I'm not doing it.
But we did indoor skydiving. You liked that. That was fun.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't love it. But it's better than jumping out of a plane.
All right, question number two comes from @JDOHern. Socks, shoe, sock, shoe, or sock, sock, shoe, shoe?
You know, I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I don't know why. Just when I'm putting them on, I'm going, and I've been changing. I don't think I have a formula.
Every morning I go sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
Yeah. See, I thought I was sock, sock, shoe, shoe, but I think I might be sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
Yeah, or sock, croc.
Oh. I tell you what you should try, which is fun, just to change things up. Try shoe sock.
Shoe sock?
Yeah.
You need really big socks to fit over your shoes.
Small shoes.
You know why I go sock, shoe, sock, shoe?
Why?
Because I don't want to walk around in my socks, just in case I step on water or something in my house.
How long does it take you to put on shoes?
And how much water is on the floor in your house?
I shower with my door open, so water gets everywhere.
Put your shoes on somewhere else.
Close your door.
Yeah, the real lesson here is close your door.
Yeah, real lesson is door, shower, shower, door.
All right, third question comes from @Chloe. If there is a zombie apocalypse, where are you hiding and what is your weapon of choice?
Ooh, what is your weapon?
One of those. Hiding?
I wouldn't hide, I'd take him on. Take him on.
And what would you
don't
take
hide.
Him on then?
Huh?
What's your weapon?
Just one and two.
Show me.
Huh?
Show me.
Wah! Take that, zombie! Bah! Wah!
Aren't zombies immortal, though? Like, what's the point of having a weapon?
They're dead.
Yeah, but they're, undead, so they can't die again.
You gotta, take the head off.
I've never watched a zombie movie.
You gotta take the head off.
Yeah, you gotta take the head off. So it's more of a wah! Garage
chop. I'd use a baseball bat with nails in it, because you gotta, smash them.
Have you got one of those handy, do
you? You can make one.
Yeah, I can make one.
You can make one.
It's easy. Just hammer nails in a baseball bat.
Well, you just use the hammer. Hammer would be effective.
No, hammers are tiny.
You got to get real close.
I need
to
something that I can swing.
Yeah, that's true.
We throw it at him and then it's gone.
Yeah.
I'm not Thor. Can't bring it back.
But God, you got him though, didn't you?
What I've learned right now, you and I are not hanging out in a zombie apocalypse.
No. Well, that's if I make it.
Where I'll be hiding is far away from that.
What have we learned today?
No, I know how you'll get this. They'll slip on your wet floor.
Yeah. I'll be hiding in my shower.
Whoa!
Coming in.
Showers with his door open. Well, there's a weapon.
What did we learn today? Jimmy would never go skydiving. Nath loves it, though. Yeah. Nath has no formula for putting on his shoes for some reason. Jimmy needs to shower with his door closed. And I don't think either of you are making it in his zombie apocalypse.
Jim, this is exciting. We've been doing it all week. Of course, the Fresh Produce Music Festival is coming to Hobart. This is huge. G Flip, Matty Jane, Lime Cordial are all performing the Hobart Showground September 10 and 11. Tickets at moshtix.com.au, or you can win them from us right now through our good friend who is also performing, a Tassie icon legend. He's here all week, Mr. Hugo Bladel.
Gentlemen, how you going?
Hugues, mate, first of all, we want to thank you for what we put you through the last couple of days. Of course, course, Jim, you came up with the game. It's fresh produce for fresh produce.
Yeah, fresh produce for fresh produce. You just got to guess what piece of fresh produce is in Hugo's mouth for your chance to win tickets. Mm. And Hugo's just a good, you're a good bloke, mate.
Thanks, boys.
We've actually been a bit busy the last couple of weeks, Nathan and I. So, you know, I didn't get to get Hugo on the phone, so I had to text him. Mm. I was like, we're going to put stuff in your mouth.
Yep.
And people are going to guess. And Hugo just texted me back, love it.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
We didn't tell him what it was for. Yeah. It might not have been nothing to do with the show. Yeah. And he just said yes. All right, 131060, how it works is we're going to give away these tickets. And can I commend the people of Hobart as well for managing to get this pretty much straight away? No one has really stumbled on what the fresh produce is.
Guys, I'm actually considering like taking a turning point in my career and just doing it all the time.
Yeah, because you are performing songs literally live in the studio with his guitar. He's doing a song. Do you know what song you're going to be doing today, Hughes?
Oh.
Or still tossing up?
I'm still tossing it up.
Okay.
Take an ad break. I need a
tossing
size
it up, much like a salad we could make with the fresh produce in the studio.
Jim, this is why you do radio, mate, just to link it all together.
I'm on. Yeah, I'm not going to lie, I'm on.
Now, if you do want to call 131060 and you get it right, you get the ticket straight away. You get a double pass straight away, but you also go in the running for VIP a pair tickets as well, which are valued at $470. $470 for these tickets as well, but you've got to call.
And you want to be in the VIP. It's
absolutely
nice.
You do.
It's lavish. Lavish, isn't it?
Yeah. It's lavish. So if you get the fresh produce straight away, you win the tickets, but then you go in the running for these VIP ones as well. So if you want these tickets, 131060, you've got to jump on the phones right now. And up next, you've got to guess what fresh produce is in Hughie B's mouth when he sings. But another round of applause. Tassie music icon, friend of the show, Hugo Bladel, still joining us in the studio. Hughes, you're here all week. You've been here the last couple of days because we're celebrating the Fresh Produce Music Festival returning to Hobart. Of course, G Flip, Matty J and Lime Cordial are all performing. You're performing and we're giving away tickets on this very show by playing Fresh Produce for Fresh Produce, Jim.
Yeah, it's very hard to say.
It is.
Fresh Produce for Fresh Produce.
Tongue twister.
So hard to say.
Bit of a tongue twister. So we've got Hugo in the studio. 131060 is the number. Call us if you do want the tickets. I've come up with this game. I text you, Hugo. You agreed to it.
Yep.
Now, I've got something
very... Why, oh, why?
Now, look, before I show you what I want to put in your mouth today, you want to give it a little bit of a taste of the song?
Yep, we've decided on a song we're going to do. John Mayer, Your Body is a Wonderland. Your body is a wonderland.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
Shh, Nathan, can we just
run? Sorry.
Your body is a wonder, I'll use my hands.
See, and we wanted Hugo to sing it today because the last 2 days... We've just had stuff in your mouth.
Yeah.
People and might not know you're a really good musician.
If people are just switching on, they're like, geez, this guy's average, isn't he?
Sorry, he's got something in his mouth.
Yeah. Now, Hugo, the way the game works is we give you a piece of fresh produce that Jimmy's picked from his personal garden, put it in your mouth, and then you have to sing. People have to guess what that fresh produce is. Jim, over to you now to announce the fresh piece of produce that Hugo B will be singing.
Hugo doesn't know this. I'm excited. With today. I've got something really special for Hugo today. Obviously, we can't say what it is. The video is going to be great. Hugo, I'll pass this over to you.
Oh, Hughes, this is going to be a fun one for you.
Thank you, James. All right. Well,
that's really special.
This is going to be a hard one to get into his mouth, but okay.
That's what she said.
All right. Our callers are on the phone. They are listening, Hughes. When you're ready, put that fresh piece of produce in your mouth and perform John Mayer, Your Body's a Wonderland. Over to you, Hugo Bladel.
Thank you, Nathan.
Oh, Jesus, put it in there.
Here we go. Beautiful.
Doesn't sound like using your hands, sounds like using your mouth.
Still doing a good job. Oh, beautiful. Okay, Amanda from Campania. Hi, Amanda, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, Amanda, did you hear that rendition of Your Body's a Wonderland?
I did.
Okay, what piece of fresh produce do you think is in Hugo Bladel's mouth?
I'm going to guess a potato.
A potato. A potato. It is not a potato. Yeah. But stay there, Amanda. We will come back to you if Sam from Glenorchy can't get it right. G'day, Sammy. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Self?
Got it right. Now, Sam, would you like to hear another rendition or do you reckon you've got a good guess of what fresh produce is in Hugo's mouth?
Oh, I reckon I've got a good guess.
You reckon you got a good guess?
What do you think, Sammy?
What do you reckon, Sam?
Is it cucumber?
A cucumber. Is it a cucumber? No, it is not a cucumber, which means, Amanda, we go back to you, and Amanda, you get to hear a little bit more before you lock in your second guess. Here you go, chuck it in your mouth, mate, and let's get another rendition. Here we go.
If I ever was a lamb,
okay.
I will. Bit of a hint.
Yeah.
It is a phallic object.
It's a phallic piece of fresh produce.
What would Jimmy like to put in?
It's a fallacy.
Amanda, what is that fresh piece of produce in Hugo's mouth?
Zucchini.
Ooh, is it a zucchini? No, it's
also a great guess.
Okay, good guess though. Amanda, stay there. Sam, have you got a guess or would you like to hear some more?
What's phallic mean?
Looks... looks like a penis, Sam.
Yeah.
Fair enough too. You just said that on the radio.
No, Sam, this is just you and me.
Sam, mind out of the gut. Sam, hey. This is fresh produce, mate. Come on. Sam, would you like to hear some more?
Lock something in, Sam.
What do you got?
It's a butternut pumpkin.
A butternut pumpkin?
I don't know what your thing looks like, Sam. You wanted to see something about that.
No, Sammy, it's
think
not.
Think emojis, Sam.
Okay, Amanda, before we go to you, that was another clue. Think an emoji. Think an emoji, phallic emoji. Hugo Blade will give us some more.
Okay, that's enough. I feel like I'm torturing you.
Amanda, what do you think it is?
An eggplant.
It's an eggplant! Well done, Amanda!
And thank you, boys, for throwing me under the bus.
Nath, a rescue helicopter last night undertook a very tricky mission to rescue two people after they fell into Lake St. Clair.
They fell into the lake?
Yeah. Oh. So the helicopter was deployed shortly before 8:20 last night, got there around 9 o'clock to help the soaking wet male and female.
Yeah.
The aircraft faced some difficulty reaching the remote site in central western Tasmania because the winds, mate, the winds were 100 kilometres per hour.
See, this is what I'm saying. Winds, the worst. They don't do anything except help out wind turbines.
You ever put your head outside a window when you go 100 kilometres per hour?
Yeah. That's what's like. Yeah, the worst.
Yeah, you're just gums flapping everywhere.
Everywhere.
Tasmanian police said it was likely the pair had hypothermia, given the harsh weather conditions at the time of the incident. The pair have been brought back to Hobart for further assessment.
So do you know if the helicopter landed or did they do one of those ladder rescues? Because they're fancy, those ladder rescues.
I don't know. I hope the ladder rescue.
I'd love to be.
I don't know why people were
part of that ladder rescue situation.
Out swimming.
Well, I mean, they fell in. Yeah. But what were you doing? What were you
fell
doing
in nude,
you fell
apparently.
In? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, fairly nude.
Yeah.
And so, you're just standing there nude and go, oh, didn't mean to fall in. Out at Lake St. Clair.
Oh, my God, all my clothes fell off. Then I fell into the water.
So, what happened?
No, I don't know. They were nude. I've meant, allegedly.
Look at us, eh? Allegedly.
We're not going to get in any
trouble.
So,
they weren't nude or they were?
No, they weren't nude, mate.
Okay.
I don't have any details other than the fact that they fell in. Got soaking wet and then they needed to be rescued.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad that they were rescued and they're safe
back in Hobart
and sound
food assessment, yeah.
It's just a reminder, be careful near the lakes, guys.
Especially if you're going out and backpacking or...
So especially if you're nude. That too.
Always be careful if you're nude.
Yeah.
Even at home.
Yeah, so many things. Because when everything's out, you know, more exposed.
I had a shower last night.
Good. Finally have one. Well done, mate.
And
give yourself a round of applause. Good on you, buddy. Nice and clean.
I shouldn't have paused. So I had a shower last night and then I was getting dinner ready and I was cutting some broccolini.
Oh.
And I was nude because I live by myself.
Yeah. That's fine.
And so when I was cutting, I dropped the knife.
Oh, no.
Nothing happened, but it went past my thing.
Yeah, your broccolini.
And I mean, just a reminder that you've always got to be, I was more worried about my toes, to be honest.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Imagine you're standing.
I mean, you've got 10 toes. You've only got one.
One. Yeah, you're right.
Aubergine.
So when you stand there, right, imagine that I drop the knife. You pull your feet back, right, because you don't want it to fall on you. But as you pull your feet back, your hips sort of come forward. So, like, do it now. Stand up
on
the
desk. Why would your hips go forward?
Try and pull your feet back real quick. See what happens.
No, my hips don't go forward.
Mine did.
Stop thrusting, bro. That's it.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.